Greetings again, pilgrims. On our way to Bethlehem. Wonder what we'll find there. What do you think? This year, what's going to be born in our hearts on Christmas Day this year? Well, we shall see. But as for today, let us prepare. Amen. This is your Advent personal devotional for Tuesday, December 8th. We're in the second week of Advent. And we are hearing devotions from John Pavlovitz's book, Lo, an Honest Advent Devotional. Today's devotion is called The Curb. The Curb. And first we hear from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 30 through 33. That's Luke 10, 30 to 33. Jesus said this, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes. They beat him, and they went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was. And when he saw him, he took pity on him." John Pavlovitz writes, "For years I lived in the heart of Philadelphia, what the locals refer to as Center City. When I first arrived there as a bright-eyed college freshman, I looked at people I passed on the street, as this seemed a perfectly reasonable tactic. But I learned pretty quickly that this was unusual and often ill-advised. People who commuted on foot every day didn't usually make eye contact, you see. They were either too busy to be bothered or too preoccupied with their own lives. And besides, looking into people's eyes meant there was a good chance you'd be asked for help. Sometimes the plea was direct. But more often, there was an elaborate story. A supposed broken-down car on some neighboring street, or a sudden family emergency that required immediate attention. At first, I stopped for every person who implored me, listening intently, offering whatever I had in my pocket, and feeling genuinely concerned. But gradually, I began to move people along quickly, rushing them to the point of the ask without caring to hear their story, much less sifting it for truth. I grew less and less patient with these distractions in my day, almost resenting them, until finally I learned to do what all the other city walkers did. I looked away. I developed that tunnel vision gaze that stares just off in the distance, pretending it can't see anything closer and lower than a spot upon the horizon. You see, I intentionally stopped seeing people. Jesus tells the story that's familiar to many of us, about a man beaten and robbed and left at the side of the road. We learn that at least two religious people passed by him. They had that same look in their eyes, probably, that I learned in Philadelphia. But the hero of this story is the Samaritan, who shows mercy. He sees his neighbor, the one who was low, in the gutter, and he responds. We can welcome this season by turning our gaze downward, by stopping to see people, by allowing ourselves to be inconvenienced by the pain in our path without looking away. Today, see those who are low around you and share the mercy that others may never care enough to show. Amen. Well, just a quick reminder, as you may have already discovered, the video recording of Sunday's second Sunday of Advent, Sunday of Hope worship service from Vine Street Christian Church is attached to this email. If you saw it live, you just may want to see it again. If you didn't see it, you just may need to see it. It's your call. But the link is right here on this email. It's a double-decker Tuesday. That's right. Here's our benediction. It may seem familiar. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise and bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the world, guide us and help us this day.